Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was music from purpleplanet.com, royalty-free music. If everybody is ready, let's go ahead and bring our guests on. It looks like we have both of them on the phone line tonight. Let's see. Gentlemen. Oh, I'm hearing an echo.
Okay, you there?
Yes. Are you both on the same call, or because it looks like Aaron was on and he dropped off?
Yeah, I wanted to make sure my brother's phone was about to die, so I called in the other line so he was secure.
How are you guys doing tonight? First of all, thank you all for being with us. I've been wanting to have you back, Aaron, for some time, and the things that you told me you and your brother are involved in sound like exciting opportunities, exciting things for people to know about. Can I have both of you just just introduce yourself real quick, and then we'll get to questions.
Good evening. My name is Aaron Sutton, Visual Goodies. I'm an artist here in Kansas City. I'm 35 years old. I'm a muralist. I'm a father. I'm an audiovisual sort of holistic being, just trying to, you know, bring the goodness to Kansas City and the universe, you know? So that's me.
And right. I'm Orlando I'm Orlando Chandler, 40 years old. I'm a massage therapist, Reiki master, and looking to do more healing arts. Me and my brother have been working together for a couple of years, just trying to get things together and bring people to awareness of healing and natural ways that we used to do before medicine and all this good stuff, or bad
all
stuff,
right.
I should say.
All right. I'm looking forward to learning more from you, brothers, definitely. Aaron, let's start with you, because we've had you on our show before, and we've talked about your work here in Kansas City and your work as an artist and doing exhibitions and whatnot. And, of course, anybody who doesn't know, go to Visual Goodies, Aaron Sutton on Facebook, and see examples of this phenomenal work that you're doing. What have you been doing lately as far as art?
Well, you know, as of lately, I've been working on, you know, various commission projects for different artists, you know, around the nation, doing a couple covers. I actually have an exhibition that's coming up February 5th. It's going to be a True Style Glass. That's at 805 East 31st Street. That's in Kansas City, Missouri. So you'll actually be able to come and see a few of the things that I've been working on. There's a few pieces from past shows, series A, B, and C, just pieces from those. And then I have some new sculpts. I also do the soul mech, you know, sort of the amulet and the sculptures that are inspired by, you know, sort of ancient cultures and things. So I've been working on, you know, a handful of things along with the old music side, and I'm sure, you know, we'll get into that as well. But yeah, you know, I keep it, you know, audio visual, you know, pretty much. So it's a lot more.
Right, right. Now explain the soul mech, the amulet that you make. Cause that goes all the time. What are people looking at for prices and designs and things of that nature?
Oh, well, you know, it all depends upon the design. You know, people can actually commission me for something that they want done custom, or they can, you know, actually browse through some of the pieces I've already, you know, put up on my Instagram. I also have an Instagram, which is Visual Goodies. You can follow me on there. But, you know, I'm flexible, but I definitely like to work with people of a like mind, and I'm creating things that are relative to, you know, culture and metaphysics and things that, you know, we've done before and that we're trying to do again. So I'm not going to be making any loosies or, you know, things like that. So it's, you know, things relative to culture, you know, with the Olmecs and things and Angkor Wat, you know, of course, you know, Kemet in the mix, things in Central and South America, you know, all over, just a multicultural sort of, you know, mishmash of things that influence me that I've turned into what I call the soul mech. You know, you see you got the soul on there, but at the end it's
right.
Like from the mech, soul mech, you know, it's my own thing right there. So, yeah, and then I also, within those pieces, I'll include different gems and stones. You know, I like to work with the labradorite and garnets, different quartz pieces, and, you know, also whatever the customer, you know, or the client may request, you know, so... There are many
all
possibilities
right.
with make amulets.
All right. So you all looking for custom-made designs that actually speak of our culture, of our influence, contact this brother to get your piece. Let's go on to music. What are you doing musically lately? I know you said you were excited about some of the projects you have going on. Let me know what's up.
Yes. Well, one of the main things that I'm working on, and it's going to be, you know, a format, you know, for my projects along with others that we're working with, is going to be Melody Soul Records. And if you look up Melody Soul on Twitter, it's going to be It's Melody Soul. Melody Soul Records also has a SoundCloud page, so if you want to go to SoundCloud and see many of the international artists, and this is something that we've already done. We have plenty of international artists and mixes up already that you can go check out. But coming up here in 2016, we're going to be focusing on projects with a group, The Extraordinaires. The Extraordinaires, that's actually Dominique Sanders and Leonard Destroy. Leonard Destroy is the other half of Deep Thinkers. Me and Destroy are the Deep Thinkers. We're going to be releasing projects through Melody Soul along with Reggie B. And there's a lot of other things that I just heard today that I can't really talk about, but it's about Melody Soul in 2016 beyond. It's going to be, you know, a big thing, and there's some great artists that are definitely, you know, putting out some good work. So check out Melody Soul, that's coming. And in conjunction with that, I'm also working with Gennaro Jarrell. I don't know if anyone's heard of him. I'm sure you have. He also goes by Dr. Hudat. Look him up. He has a thick catalog of music. He's one of the, you know, original, you know, sort of OG, sort of beatsmith or, you know, beatstrumentalist, what I like to call him. I'm working on a project with him. It's actually a global project. It's called The Viberian Experience, and that's going to be sort of an audio-visual sort of holistic, you know, project that's going to be bringing in the arts, music, and just communities, you know, collectively. You know, we'll be having events. The event on February 5th, that's going to be the first Viberian Experience event, the one that's going to be at True Style Glass. Once again, that's 805 East 31st Street. That's going to be the first Viberian Experience. Like I say, look up Gennaro Jarrell. He has a very thick catalog. He is what you consider, you know, Afrofuturism or, you know, black music as it needs to be and what it's been. And, you know, we're going to be doing some great things. And that's going to be coming up here soon. I actually did Gennaro Jarrell's cover, Flora. So if you look up Flora, I did a project with him. That was about a year or so ago. Check him out. But that's Viberian, Melody Soul, Deep Thinkers. If you want to check out Deep Thinkers, my catalog is up on Spotify. There's probably about 4 albums, but we have others on Bandcamp as well. So, you know, like I say, I'm an audiovisual dude. Try to balance it out, keep it holistic, because, you know, we're in times. You know, so.
All right. Now, the event on the 5th, you said, is there a cover charge or what should people pay for?
No, there won't be a cover charge. That's going to be, you know, an exhibition. That's actually the kickoff of his, it's the grand opening of True Style Glass. He actually blows okay. glass, and, you know, there's glass instruction that goes on, sculpture, and all sorts of things that they're going to be doing in that space. But that space is actually, it's right down from Shane Evans' studio, right around the corner from my True Light mural. Some of you are familiar with the True Light piece that I did for Shane Evans and True Light Ministries. It's right there down the way. So there's going to be no cover. Hopefully we get weather like this. You never know. We're going to be hopping in and out of things. So, you know, you're not, you know, in the deep freeze. But, you know, it'll be good. You know, come out. You can bring the babies. You know, they can check out, you know, some art and music. Fat Sal and Rico, DJ Rico, are actually going to be the selectors. You know, they specialize in, you know, reggae, ska, roots, you know, good music. So, you know, you got to worry about, you know, madness in the airwaves.
All right,
so,
all right. Yeah. Sounds like a good event. Yes, definitely. All right, and I want to open it up to both you and your brother. Let's talk about the holistic lifestyle. Now, here in the Midwest, I have to say, you know, I'm from St. Louis originally. I've been in Kansas City now for about 13 years. I don't get a lot of that vibe here, but it's wonderful to see your brothers emanating and vibrating on that higher level. Maybe there is a more of a community here than I recognize or have been able to see. In that sense, I see yourselves and brothers like myself kind of as Renaissance men, vibrating on various different levels, trying to bring a different vibration to people who kind of asleep. Anyway, let's go on. Let me ask both of you one at a time. Let's start with Orlando, since he hasn't spoken. What prompted you to get involved with a holistic lifestyle? How did you hear about it, and what was your motivation?
My start was back in 94. We had just come back from Atlanta, Georgia, and I always wanted to be in massage therapy, and I was going to go in Georgia, but we decided we were going to move back here, and I got into it. Wasn't sure it was what I really wanted to do, and so I quit. And when you really meant to do something, it'll either bring you back or make you come back. And it made me come back. So that was the start. And my second time around going to school, it was a lot more. It was a lot more involved. There were different things that I actually could pay attention to this time. And, you know, I could identify with. Not that I didn't the first time. It was just now I was more open to accepting that type of lifestyle, excuse me.
Okay. And what books do you think inspired you? What teachers in the holistic lifestyle did you find yourself listening to?
My main teacher was Nisha Gambi. She was my first massage therapy teacher, and I learned a lot from her. It was all a learning experience and starting. I shouldn't say this, but I really don't have time to read a lot of books. But, I mean, it was more or less you know, what I was doing, I didn't want to do. You know, I was doing retail, and it was the same thing year after year after year after year, and I wasn't really helping anybody. And I wanted to do more than what I was doing. And I said, you know, I really need to get back and do massage therapy and go from there. And because massage therapy is just the foundation, you know, and from there you can do just all kinds of other things. I do Reiki energy work. I do yoga, Thai yoga massage, you know, and the list goes on and on and on.
Okay. Okay. And Aaron, same question. What influenced you? Were you influenced by your brother, or did you have your own, did you find yourself on your own path towards a holistic life?
Oh, well, it's funny. You know, I've been, I was the weird one, you know, even as a young, you know, back in the day. I mean, I started, you know, I guess on the path, it would have been like, you know, 94, 95. So when I started to remove, you know, certain things from my diet, and my mother and my family, you know, they were always supportive. But they were always like, Aaron doesn't eat this, he doesn't eat that. And it eventually, you know, led back to, like, you know, 2001, you know, eliminating all meat, but then, you know, still, like, consuming dairy and things like that. So it was pretty much my own path. And I'll tell you that it's funny that I was influenced, you know, by different hip-hop artists, you know, coming up when I was young. Because I remember hearing J. Rue talk about a dart being filled with the pork chop serum. And I thought that was, like, the worst thing ever. It was on, who was it, Can't Stop the Prophet.
His first album.
Sunrise is in the East, like if you hear that one, you know, right there. So, you know, I was influenced by things that I was hearing, and then, you know, hearing things, you know, from the Nuwabians, you know, stumbling across from the year 2000 and what to expect, reading William Cooper. Not that that stuff is holistic, but the thing is that when you start getting pulled into certain information, it's automatic that you're going to start to do other things. I mean, why are you going to, that's the whole thing when you say holistic. Because a lot of people are like piecemeal, like they'll begin to be conscious on one level, but then on another, they're just like, oh, yeah, well, I didn't think about that. It's like, no, I mean, this all affects everything. So when I began to find out other information that was connected to how we were living and how we were affecting the environment, you know, through our diet and things that we've sort of been programmed and brainwashed to thinking that is the way that things are supposed to be and they've always been, you know, you start to, you know, go another way and come to a different, you know, reality. And I know it can be really hard, like you were saying, being in the Midwest, when you don't have, you know, support, or it doesn't seem like there's, like, a community of people that support, you know, alternative, you know, I guess, whether you consider an alternative lifestyle in regards to dietary habits or, you know, spirituality and things. So it's important that people have, you know, communities. And it's great that, you know, people can be on social media networks and meet people, but it's also important that, you know, we connect, you know, in the physical, and that we slap hands and that we have spaces like to build and meditate and reflect on what it is that's going on in our communities. Because it all, like I say, it's holistic. Everything you see going on, all the anger, the post and the aggravation and the frustration,
right,
it truthfully goes back to us being just dismantled and decapitated and thrown all over the place. So when you get into a holistic lifestyle, you begin to balance yourself. You think of what you're consuming, not just what you're putting in your mouth, but what you're putting in your eyes, what you listen to, the people that you're around. That's all levels of consumption. So we have to think about all of these things. It's very important. So, yeah.
Okay. What kind of things do you do? We touched on diet a little bit already. What kind of things do you do as far as spiritually, to keep yourself centered, balanced, and what, you know, and ready to keep going each day, maybe?
You and me, Lando.
I do a lot of mantras and just sitting quiet, listening to music that I know will not only energize me but reset my mindset. Doing massage therapy, you interact with a lot of people, but you also take on their energy that they've had all day. So they've been at work,
right,
they've worked their stress, and, you know, you're pulling that into you, you know, so you go
right
home and you sit and mind just races about nothing, you know, so it's nice to go home and just turn off the lights, turn off the TV, turn on some music and just sit there, just zone out and let all that stuff go.
Okay. And Aaron, for you, what would you say you do to on a daily basis to kind of keep balance?
Okay. Okay, well, on a daily basis, you know, it's important that, you know, you try to do some form of meditation. You know, there's many different forms of meditation. I know some people are like, I don't know how to meditate, but there's many different forms, you know, just, you know, figure out a way. You look up, research and investigate. So meditate, you know, try to do some yoga, you know, at least like 20 to 30 minutes a day. you know, you definitely want to get your crystals and your stones going. You know, it's good, you know, in regards to, like, what you're talking about, getting ready for the day. Like Orlando said, you're dealing with different people's, you know, energies and emotions and whatnot. So it's good, you know, if you, you know, grab yourself some tourmaline or some labradorite, things like that, get some quartz, you know, when it comes to the electromagnetic staggit, get some shungite and things. So on a daily basis, you know, just meditate, you know, I guess, you know, be within yourself. You know, I'm within a creative process, you know, hours throughout the day. So that's also like a form of meditation for me. But, you know, when it comes to, I guess, physically putting things in my body, you know, put a little bit of, you know, lemon oil in the water. Make sure that you drink water. You know, a lot of people aren't even drinking water, you know. So on a day, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, that we need to do. Because, it, you know, it's like a, you know, it's like a war, you know, when you step out of your door. And depending upon, you know, if you got your defenses up, you know, it's going to, you'll see how you're going to react, you know, to those that you come in contact with, whether you're on a bus or just driving down the street or walking down the street, going to your kid's school. And I work with juvenile delinquents and kids in, you know, complex situations. So a lot of times, you know, I got to get prepped because, you know, things may happen that are just like, wow, but, you know, you keep rolling, you know, and every day's a new one. So you have to fortify yourself. And those are the ways I do. Sorry for the ramble on. I know we don't got much time, you know, but it's...
No, you're good, man. You're very good. What kind of meditations do you all do? Do you chant in Sanskrit, or do you chant in any particular language, or what? Give us an example, even if you want to, on the air, what you might chant to help center or balance yourself.
I have Reiki symbols that I've tattooed on me, and usually I'll do a form of those. There's Hajanze Shonin, that means to heal from a distance. Chokure, God is here. Sehike, God and man are one. And Raku, which means power. And that's a closing that I'll do if I'm doing a healing session. That's the last thing I'll do to let them know that, you know, everything's okay and, you know, it's okay for you to get up and start moving again.
Oh, wow, that's powerful. And Aaron?
Okay, myself, you know, I've been breaking away. You know, it's good. Like, Om is awesome. And if you can take it really deep and open your mouth and make it hit your feet with a wah, like, that's great. Like, do those tones.
Right.
And there's a lot of other healing tones as well. You know, if you get into the research, I think Aleem Bey, if you look him up, he's really, you know, into that. It's great. But I'm starting to break away, whereas, you know, I want to meditate to, like, voodoo drumming, you know, meditating to, like, the Bata, getting into, you know, different... you know, the Tibetan, you know, deeper, you know, guttural, you know, sounds.
Guttural, yeah, the guttural sounds.
Yeah, meditating to, you know, jazz artists, you know, like Sun Ra, Albert Eiler, Ornette Coleman, John Coltrane. One of the greatest would be, you know, Alice Coltrane, because, you know, she brings in that harp, you know. So, yeah, you know, just breaking the convention, because people think there's just one way, you know, they're really parochial when it comes to the approach of metaphysics, but it's like, like chaos magic, you know, you do what you want to do and whatever fits you, you know.
Wow.
So, you know.
That's deep. I like that. I've been finding myself actually over the past year and a half meditating, believe it or not, to a lot of hip hop. And
yeah,
the energy,
yeah,
from that and the movement, the dancing and whatnot can, I mean, music and dance is what, you know, what inspired magic in the beginning anyway. You know, if we go back, you know, to the beginning and the root of things. So, you know,
yeah,
I understand what you're saying about breaking convention and doing something out of the so-called orthodox where meditation is concerned.
Yes, and it's funny you say the root of things, because hip-hop being so bass-heavy, you already know what that coincides with. You know, we rock on with that root chakra. You know, we got that red, you know, the movement and everything. And, yeah, definitely. So, yeah, hip-hop is really metaphysics. You know, it's funny. Most of it revolves around, you know, ciphers and things in regards to how we work and what we do. And, you know, the records, the breakdance cipher, the spray can, hip-hop is extremely, you know, metaphysic. And that's something that we definitely need to, you know, bring out and sort of expand upon. And Black Dot, if people are familiar with Black Dot, he really builds on that, you know, a lot. And it's great.
Right. Yeah, you mentioned him, Aleem Bey. Yeah, those brothers have already set a foundation of understanding pop and other things on a deeper level. So, yeah, more of that needs to take place. Let's go on a little bit, and if you're ready, if you
phones. Go ahead and hit it real quick, see if he can hear any of that.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah.
Can you hear that?
Yes, loud and clear. Right. Oh, wow.
Y'all feel me? Where y'all at?
I about zoned out, went into a whole other realm there. that was wonderful.
That's what it is.
Well, Orlando, how did you learn to do that? Where did you learn that technique?
I went into White Light Bookstore. That's a store real close to downtown. And somebody was playing one, and I was like, wow, this is real cool. And I was like, how do you do it? Or how do you pick one? And the lady told me, she says, you don't pick it. It picks you. And what she meant by that is there's a tone for every bowl, and every bowl matches a certain chakra. And the chakra that you pick or that picks you is the one that you're supposed to have. And after playing a couple of them, I was hooked. I started with one, and right now I have 14 and plans to get seven more, and then I'm so. But, yeah, I've had these for about a total of 11 years. And
okay.
Love them.
Wow, yeah,
and excuse me, Ken, if they want to see, you know, some of what's been going on, they can actually go to my Instagram, Visual Goodies. I've been posting photographs of the bowls and him actually, you know, what he had just done. And I'll put up more photographs so they can actually see the bowls because they're pretty serious.
Yeah, it's one thing to hear them. It's another thing to actually see, you know, what it is that you're playing because it makes a big difference.
Yeah,
it gives a better, you know, visualization. I'm sorry.
What do the different tones do as far as healing is concerned? Just give me a basic, you know, in layman's terms, basically how that works.
So every tone corresponds to a chakra point in the body. So I'm actually going to New York in April to take a class to actually get certified. I know how to do it, but, you know, everybody wants a piece of paper, so I'm going to go up there and study for 2 days and actually learn, you know, the ways of, you know, and Hindus, because the gentleman that's teaching it is Indian, and go and learn from him and so I can better utilize what I do.
Wow. And do you, is that part of your massage therapy with the healing bowl, and what does that cost per session? What is
right now, it's not because I'm at an actual store. I'm at Massage Envy on 151st and Black Bob in Olathe. But it's one of those things where I'm trying to branch out, and that was my first step out of school, and I've been there for 3 years, so it's you know, it's that next step to move on and do my own thing.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you know what you're doing, so, I mean, I can understand.
Thank you.
They're going to be beating your door down trying to get healing sessions with you, definitely.
Yeah, that would be the thing.
Have you actually done it for anybody besides yourself? Have you actually done healing sessions on individuals?
I've done a couple of them just to familiarize myself with it and get more comfortable with doing it. My grandmother has fibromyalgia and restless leg, and, you know, she's doing what she can, but she needs a little bit more help, so I've been trying to work on her as much as I can. You know, but as everybody knows, time is short and feels like as soon as you wake up, it's time to go back to bed and start another day over again. So.
Right. Days go by so quick. Time seems to go faster and faster as we get older.
And somebody told me, he says, wait. He said, it'll feel like you're having two birthdays a year. I'm like, no, I don't even want to get into that one. But it is what it is. We got to grow older because the alternative, well, I don't know that that's so great, but you never know.
Right. All right, let's see. Aaron, do you have any does your group have any shows coming up, or your hip hop group?
Well, you know, the Extraordinaires and the Deep Things, you know, as of now there's nothing, you know, planned, but like I'm saying, with the whole Melody Soul, the Vibrian Experience, you know, you want to keep an eye on the calendar because there are going to be a lot of things, you know, rolling out here soon. You know, that'll be happening, you know, more likely at the niche or the mini bar, you know, different areas. But the True Style Glass, you know, that's going to be the first place, you know, you can meet, slap hands, and talk about future plans. I was also invited to the MeccaCon. Are you familiar with the MeccaCon that goes down
No.
in Detroit, Michigan? It's actually happening in Detroit, Michigan. It's going to be September 17th, I believe, it's in Detroit. And that's Mecca is actually the Midwest Ethnic Convention for Comics and Arts. And that's, if you follow Crown Royalty, she's actually the sister that heads it up. She's really solid up in Detroit. She's actually the one that put together the Steams Conference that happened not too long ago. But, yeah, look out for MechaCon. That's happening. There will be musical events, but like I say, you know, keep an eye out. I got plenty of music to listen to, so, you know, go back and listen to that, you know, before I give you a new fact. And, there's a lot out there. You know, we've definitely been out here, you know, for a minute doing it. And it's great that, you know, me and my brother, you know, can come together and start to bring, you know, the healing bowls and, you know, more artistic, you know, representation and balance, you know, to communities that need it. Because, I mean, we're in critical times right now, and we definitely need something other than what's been going on. And, you know, we gotta take it to the next level, because we've been on this level for a minute. So, you know, we got to go somewhere else with it, you know.
Now, like I said earlier, I see you brothers kind of as a renaissance man. How do you see yourselves and the vibe that you're bringing accepted in the community? How do you what are you seeing as far as people understanding your vibration and what you bring to the table?
It's going to be hard at first because this is something that people aren't used to seeing. This isn't an everyday thing. You know, you just can't turn the TV on the cable station and see something like this, you know. So it's going to take a little bit. Just like, you know, doing massage as a black male, you know, you got to get people used to you and saying, you know, this is what I do. This is not something I'm just doing today and then tomorrow it's going to be something different. This is my lifestyle. This is who I am, you know. So it's gonna take a little bit. But, I mean, once people get going, sky's the limit. There's, you know, people will be hungry for it, they'll want it, you know, and they'll come back again and again and be like, you know, hey, I really liked how I felt, you know, how do I get more of that? And that's, you know, that's the whole thing, and that's my whole purpose of, you know, bringing people together, because there are a lot of people that are into this, you just have to find them. But once you find them, you find this whole community that you never knew existed. And then all these people can share ideas and, you know, things that they've done, things that they've seen, things that they would like to see, you know, and that just helps you. That just helps me be a better person with what I'm doing and help other people come to the realization.
Okay. And, Aaron, same question. How do you – what do you sense is the acceptance level of this vibration?
Sure, I'm going to tell you, man, when it comes to the babies, man, they're wide open. But you better believe they try – they're trying to fill that water in the food with everything to change that mood. The babies is wide open right now. The indigos, the crystals, whatever you want to call them, they're ready. Like I say, I deal with the juveniles and whatnot, so they all up in it, man, for real. They vibrate. They vibrate with the red, green, and gold, white, black, Latino, whatever. Those are their three colors right there. So the thing is that I'm not trying to shove anything down anyone's throat. You know, they may see me wearing something or we may bring up something, but I understand you got to meet everybody where they are. And, you know, the information can be, like, just mind-blowing. And I've seen it. I've seen people just find out some stuff and just lose all of their friends. You know, you get really high off of this information, and it's really interesting, and it's intriguing, it's exciting. But at the same time, you gotta understand everybody's doing different things. And, you know, a lot of times some of this information, you know, it's a challenge, you know, especially when you're dealing with the black community that's coming out of a sort of Judeo-Christian sort of brainwashed situation where they're turning their back on, you know, indigenous beliefs and things that we've done for thousands of times. So, you know, meet everybody where they are, you know, try to figure out a way to, you know, you can you know, agree to disagree. You know, I don't want to be in a combative, you know, position with people, because you already know within the conscious community, nobody's getting along. I mean, it'd be nice to think there was a big, you know, happy family, but it's funny. You almost gotta jump out of those communities and get to the people. It's really about the people. It's not about these individual dudes, you know, doing their thing. It's good they have the information, but we gotta get it to the peeps and then, you know, just bring it, you know, without arrogance and, you know, disdain towards those that haven't been able to, you know, experience or see or be revealed, you know, I guess our truths, whatever our truth may be. You know, we just, you know, bring it to them easy and figure out what's going on, because there's something in everything. Something in everything. There's a lot in Christianity. Some people that were Christian,
there's a lot of symbolism there that you can't throw away.
So, you know, that's the thing. You know, you can always, you know, pull something, you know, from everyone. And it's great because, you know, within the black community, when it comes to dietary things, I mean, we do have the Rastafarian community. We have the Nation of Islam. We have the Seventh-day Adventist. There's people that definitely follow dietary laws for a reason. so it's not completely alien to bring them things like, hey, you already know it, you know what's going on here. And then, you know, with people existing in food deserts and everything else. So, you know, like I'm saying, it's the babies are open, but it's easy to shut them down and have them locked up, have them thinking it's a flat earth, you know, about it, with their favorite rapper, you know, whatever the situation. And that's the thing, man, it's all strategic. You know, you see a lot of things, you know, going on that can definitely just destroy and degrade the mind states of those that are like wet clay in the hands of the world. You know?
Right. Right, and you, it's wonderful to hear you say that the children are open to it, because even if they, you know, don't, you know, walk the exact path that you might want to see them walk, you planted a seed, so there's the opportunity for that to germinate, grow, and for them to look back and say, yeah, Mr. Sutton showed me something or told me something about this, and I can see that now. So that's beautiful, man.
Yeah, they're open, man. It's beautiful, man. And it's unfortunate because a lot of times, you know, they'll get to talking about other people in their lives. It'll be like, oh, you can't never be an artist. Or, you know, there's just, you know, so much opposition that they face, you know, in regards to being a creative person. And it's funny because now you have this thing where kids are like, oh, I'm being my own person. So they get covered in tattoos. But everybody's covered in tattoos. Right. So now you're not being your own person. So it's like,
right. That, you know, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's the truth because since I've been here, everybody I've seen has tattoos. And that's not to say I don't want to get tattoos eventually myself to express what I want to express, but, you know, the mystique of you're an original person because you have a tattoo just kind of falls
it's
away.
Gone.
Yeah.
I run into a lot of people that tell me, you know, I'm giving a massage and I'm looking at the tattoo, and I'm like, well, what does that mean? She was like, I don't know. I just got it because it looked good. I'm like, why would you do that? No thought, no purpose. It's just there. Just, you know, and you find a lot of people that just pick something because somebody else was going with them and, you know, they felt like they had to get one. So now you've got something
right.
Permanently
and they happened to see it on the wall at the tattoo shop and they'd been drunk. So they went on and got whatever.
Give me a number 7. Just.
Wow.
And I've thought of getting into tattooing just to, you know, increase the level of, you know, creativity within, you know, sort of working class Black and Latino communities, because I run into the kids that are underage that are getting homemade tattoos on their neck and on their face, just destroying, you know, their future or whatever it is, you know, that may happen for them. And it's like, yo, you need to go artists and people that, you know, care about, you know, what it is
what
they're putting on you. And it's just not about them getting $15, because you wouldn't believe kids want to pay $200 for J's and $25 for a tattoo. And it's like, what? So, yeah. It's interesting.
And that's actually, that would be beautiful, man, if you got into doing tattoo work, because the level of artistry you would bring to it, plus the culture and just the love that you would be, you know, you'd be putting in and instilling each time you put a tattoo on someone. But it's probably a whole lot more of a powerful experience than what you get at, you know, just anybody's shop. So.
You're right. And tattooing should be extremely spiritual. I mean, when you look at what and how
it's done,
even including. Yeah, scarification and, you know, rites of passage and different things. I mean, but now it's like, you know, McDonald's, you know.
Everybody's doing it.
You know, L.A. Inc. and whatever, you know, all these crazy shows and people getting insignificant, you know, imagery. It's, whatever. But maybe it's significant to them, so don't let me say that, but, you know, it just seems, McDonald's. Well,
right, I understand. And it might mean something to their soul. I mean, you know, I wouldn't want to take anything away from anybody that does it, but I don't see the spiritual focus on it like there used to be. So,
I think it was done too.
But anyway, let's get off the tattoos. All right, Orlando, what do you have coming up? You said you're going to get your certification in April. When do you plan to start providing the healing services?
As soon as I come back. So I'm gonna go to New York. It's just it's a 4-day trip. Go up there, take the class, and then come back. And as I can combine it with my work schedule, I'll start doing that. I already do massage and the singing bowls and hot stones. And so you name it, I pretty much do it. Cupping.
Cupping.
That's real popular.
Yeah, he does that. Look at his profiles, my back. You know, he has some pictures of, you know, him working on me. And it's great because I get massages, you know, for my brother and whatnot. It's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, it's always a nice thing to get a call from my brother. Hey, man, when you coming to give me a massage? I'm like, I'm on my way. All right.
And the thing I had mentioned to you, sorry to interrupt, Ken, that we were, you know, trying, I don't know how the weather is going to be, who knows what's going on, but March 21st, you know, being the actual new year and everything with the spring, you know, jumping off, you know, trying to do, it's not going to be, you know, green and everything, but figuring out a place where we can find like a grove of trees and like get the community there. Orlando can bring the singing bowls and we can have people out and just like an overall, just, you know, people getting together, you know, sitting on the earth.
Wow, that would be beautiful, man. And actually, have you guys ever been to the Arboretum over here in Overland Park?
No, I haven't, no.
It's acres of land. You know, there's a part that's just, you know, like an actual, like a park, you know, with seats and all that. But you go beyond the gate, and it's all natural land, you know, hills, rocks, and whatnot. Just an idea. That'd be a decent place to get out, have some privacy, and do something like that.
Yeah, that would be a good spot. But, you know, also, you know, keeping it. So if you want to hop on the bus, you know
right.
what I'm saying, you want to do it in Gillen Park, you know, we want to do it in Swope Park, do it in the, you know, with the folks, you know, that's just walking around, you know, looking down.
Okay, I can dig that too, for sure.
We're trying to bring up those on the bottom, you know, not on the, you know, however we may see them, but yeah, you know, hop off the bus line and come free your mind, you know.
Well, hey, I am definitely, hey, let me know when, I definitely want to be there. That'll be just a couple days after my birthday, actually, so that'll be beautiful.
Sure, man. Yeah, we can work on that together. But yeah, man.
All right. Well, let me ask you both real quick. Are there any books that you guys would recommend as far as holistic lifestyle or alternative thinking, just things that would help people on their path?
No, there's not one book. I'll tell you, no, it's not one book. You know, it's definitely a path. You know, it's a lifetime. But there's always somebody that's doing more than you or, you know, that's figured out something else. So, I mean, you know, the internet is a great, you know, resource, you know, for you to do research and investigation. I mean, just sit up and, you know, Google away. I know people look at a lot of other stuff, you know, look at some stuff that's going to actually help you. You know, if you go to, you know, my Facebook page, Instagram, I like to post different articles and things, you know, that interest me and other people and, you know, things that are relative to, you know, my lifestyle and stuff that may help. But, you know, I, this is something else, but I was recently reading Credo Mutua. You know, I was going over that, you know, the Zulu shaman, he's actually in the Sangoma. He gets into extraterrestrials and things. Really interesting cat. Look him up. I don't know if you guys have heard of him. He's great. When it comes, you know, other things influential in regards to my art, you know, Octavia Butler, of course, you know, the different, you know, black sci-fi. It's like when it comes to holistic, like I say, like you're being inspired by things that may not even be, I guess, actual. You know, it can be like a work of fiction, you know, that or sci-fi. You know, watching a sci-fi film may inspire you to do something within real life, you know, that someone that's really here hasn't done. So it's, yeah, you want to pull from, like, multiple sources, you know, have, you know, many directions, you know, that you're looking in and listening to and feeling, you know, but, you know, guard yourself because there's a lot going on. You know, there's a lot of information. There's a lot of disinformation. And, you know, we got the, you know, the Afro-cosmic and Afro-futurist. But I'm going to quote Raj G. It was funny. He said there's a lot of Afro-confusionism going on as well. And, you know, I can see some of that. So it's, yeah, there's a lot of places, you know, to look. You know, but definitely read, you know, investigate, you know, see those that have gone, you know, before us and done things, you know, rest in peace to Francis Cress Wilson, you know. There's a lot out there, there's plenty, you know, and get it before it's gone because the internet can definitely get scrubbed, you know, get actual books, you know, don't depend
right,
on, you know, that
right.
stuff. Be here next week, you know, download it, save it for the babies, because you can go tomorrow and none of these blog talk shows be up.
Man.
You know, we lucky to even be on here talking now. So, yeah.
If people don't know, it can disappear overnight.
I'll be it.
So, well, hey, brothers, it's we're coming close to the end here. I'm going to get ready to wrap it up. Was there anything else you wanted to say, either of you want to give your contact information for artwork, for music, for massage therapy, give your information, take your time.
All right. Like I said, you know, I'm on Facebook, Visual Goodies, Aaron Sutton. You can contact me on there, Instagram, Visual Goodies. You can go to Twitter. Twitter would actually be Brother of Moses. That's my rap name, Through the Deep Thinkers. You want to listen to Deep Thinkers, go to Spotify, check out the catalog. There's a lot going on. Melody Soul. Check out It's Melody Soul Records. Projects are going to be bumping out of that as well. My direct email is actually elaron7@gmail.com. You can hit me up, you know, with any questions that you may have. But yeah, you know, just get online and, you know, we can communicate, you know, connect and flex, make it happen. So Orlando, what you got?
And my email is Orlando, just like my name, A-R-L-A-N-D-O, last name Chandler, 1975@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook, Orlando Chandler. A lot of my pics, a lot of my cupping, things that I do for massage therapy are on there. And can schedule an appointment or, you know, just talk.
All right. Once again, thank you, gentlemen, both for being here. I hope we can have you all back again. Let's keep talking. Let's keep promoting what you all are about. And let's open some minds. Thank you all.
We'll
again,
do. Yeah, we thank you for having us on.
Thanks a lot, Ken. Bless up. Peace to the family. You know? And
yes, yes. You too, man. Thanks, both of you. Thank you, families. I will talk to both of you again real soon. And... all right, everybody, we're going to go ahead and start wrapping it up. Thanks again to the brothers for being with us, enlightening me and hopefully enlightening some of you on the things that are going on and the things that can be going on in your life and in your holistic path and your journey. Let's go ahead and close out. Again, this is iMagine Nation, where Black Matter lives. I love you all. Peace. And next week we will have another guest. Thank you.